Welcome back in Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app. Ryan Porthen for Robbie Stanley this morning alongside Joe Rex Road. Little Allman Brothers bringing us back. And we go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Greg Allman, not Allman, to our show to discuss all things Tampa Bay Buccaneers as he covers the Bucs for The Athletic. Greg, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for the intro, and good to be on with you guys.
Absolutely. First of all, how many times do you get mistaken for Greg Allman?
It's more on the phone than in person, and I had the thought that it would like kind of dissipate with his passing, and it really hasn't. They just kind of pushed right through it, and it's still a thing. It's great, though. Like, it used to be you'd hear on the radio, like, Greg Allman coming to Tampa, you know, sold out. Always fun to hear.
good stuff. So when you look at Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, I want to look at Tom Brady specifically. How did this season go for Brady with the Bucs versus what your preseason expectations were?
I think the regular season was probably about what I thought. I thought they'd be a playoff team. I thought they wouldn't be as good as the Saints. So that came through. But then, you know, to win three road playoff games, I didn't think this was necessarily a Super Bowl team. I think that would have been I was impressed with the people that saw that coming, I guess. So, no, they've exceeded expectations, certainly in the last 2 weeks here, going into New Orleans where they'd lost and lost decidedly twice to them this season, and then especially going into Green Bay. No one, I think the Bucs had won at Lambeau, I think, one time since 1990. You know, it's like Warren Sapp, John Lynch, both went 0-9 in their careers at Lambeau. So to go there with so much on the line with a team that, you know, had Aaron Rodgers in an MVP season and win, that's a really impressive win.
No doubt. And I think we saw, Greg, just a terrific, you know, defensive front. And I mean, Devin White, you've got some really special players on that defense that really came through, especially in that second half in Lambeau. But the offense, it seems like at some point late in the season, something clicked. What was that? Because there was a lot of talk around midseason like, oh, maybe it's too simplistic. It just doesn't work with Brady's skill set. And now all of a sudden it looks like everything's clicking. What changed there?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was just the experience of these guys figuring each other out. I think to some extent it's also the coaching staff figuring out player strengths and having play calling that fits to that. They had a jag where they couldn't complete the deep ball at all for like six games. They had another run where they were terrible in the first quarter. They got outscored 59-7 over the first quarter of six straight games. And I think having the bye week late, it let everybody get rested. It gave them a chance to kind of reset and focus. It certainly helped get Antonio Brown involved. They didn't get him until week nine. He didn't have any touchdowns in his first five games. And then he had five touchdowns in the next five games. So I think he helped kind of spark this offense, added another big play threat that probably helped the run game by keeping defenses honest. And the defense helped too. I mean, the defense has been inconsistent, but here of late, it's really stepped up to close out some games and really just finish things out when the offense couldn't.
Greg Allman covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for The Athletic. He's on with us now here on Robbie and Rex Road. Greg, how have you seen the relationship between Brady and Bruce Arians evolve since the start of the season?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there was kind of that run right around late October where there was a lot of Brady people that kind of bristled at Arians being as honest and blunt as Bruce can be in being critical of Brady when he was throwing interceptions. And I think because Brady, you know, we're used to Belichick not really saying much of anything to the media, and to go from that to Arians, who pretty much speaks his mind. I think some people took that as a rift between them or some kind of chasm between coach and quarterback. And I don't really think that was the case. I think Brady knew what he was getting into when he came here. And I think what helped is that they just really started clicking at a high level. That's not just him and Bruce and Brady, but Byron Leftwich as the play caller as well. They got to a point where they went like four or five games without any turnovers at all. And that really helped kind of give them momentum that pushed into the postseason as well.
So, Greg, you had a piece at The Athletic about the Bucs' fourth quarter defense, which has been really good. And, of course, like you said, really good of late. I'm trying to talk myself into, you know, some stops here Sunday. The Chiefs are very banged up front. We saw, you know, the first meeting obviously was getting out of hand. The Bucks made it competitive late, but how different, I guess, is this defense from that game to this game, and what are the chances that they can get enough stops Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, the defense has to be wildly better than they were the first time around. You know, Mahomes threw for 462. I think he had 359 at the half. Tyreek Hill had 203 yards and two touchdowns in the first quarter. You're down 17 to the Chiefs. You're not going to win that game. So I think what helps them, they do have two players back they didn't have in that regular season meeting. Vita Vea, who's their big D tackle in the middle, kind of the big part of their interior pass rush and run defense, he's back. Amazingly, after missing 15 weeks with a broken leg. And Jamel Dean, who's probably their number two corner, is also there. So I think that helps counter some of the speed of Kansas City's downfield passing game. More than anything, they have to get to Mahomes. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, this is the second week in a row they've managed to catch a playoff team missing a tackle, you know. And you had, you know, with Green Bay, you had them without Bakhtiari, and I think that definitely was a factor in Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett getting five sacks. And now you don't know how well the Chiefs can handle losing Eric Fisher, not having him, but it's another vulnerability, and it's a team that doesn't have many of them. So it's something the Bucs can definitely try and exploit.
So, Greg, what's it like? What's it like in Tampa? I mean, first of all, every Tampa team is doing ridiculous things. I know you've been writing about all of them, you know, at various points. But yeah, obviously, we're also in this, you know, this COVID year, and it's very different. What's it been like? What's it like down there? What's it been like even covering this to this point?
Yeah, it's been wild. This is the best 6 month run in Tampa Bay sports history. You know, it's like we're writing how the Lightning, the Rays, and the Bucks in their first, you know, if you go back to September, up to that point had been to like the championship game level four times combined in their history, and they're 3-for-3 since then. I mean, the Lightning win the Stanley Cup 2 weeks later, the Rays are in the World Series. And at the time, it was like, boy, it'd be wild if the Bucks. Because it was almost like you were happy just to say, well, the Bucks have Tom Brady, you know.
Right.
And it's like, well, they haven't really done anything yet. And now here they go, and they've done the same thing, and they're in the Super Bowl. And it's in Tampa, which adds another level of ridiculousness to this. So, no, it's been great. I mean, this is a market that has kind of been starved for winning of late. You know, the Bucks hadn't made the playoffs in 13 years. So you'd have, you know, it puts a damper on things that it's during a pandemic, and there's not nearly the tangible people everywhere that you normally would associate with this kind of success. But the Lightning had a boat parade on the river in Tampa that was really, really neat to see. It kind of gave more people the chance to get together without it being some kind of super spreader deal. And I think they'll probably do the same thing if they have something to celebrate after Sunday.
Greg Aumann covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for The Athletic. He's been our guest this morning here on Robbie and Rex Road. Greg, thank you so much for joining us here this morning, and enjoy Super Bowl week.
Hey, thanks again, guys. You guys too. Take care.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, Greg Aumann covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for The Athletic. Interesting thoughts there from him on Brady.
Yeah, and that was, there was a lot of that Arians honesty, which is great. People like, whoa, what are you doing? Brady's not going to stand for this. I think Brady's a little less fragile than people think.
Yeah,
and I hadn't really even thought of it in those terms, but you do. You go from Belichick, who never says anything about anything, including individual players, good, bad, just doesn't say anything, to now this guy. I mean, Arians last year, it's finally kind of flipped. Was basically just like, Jameis, what are you doing? You know. So, but yeah, I mean, of course, Brady carefully inspected the places he was going, and he obviously made a good choice here.
So we have a contest at thegamenashville.com this week for the Super Bowl. We have a contest called Super Picks that you can go to thegamenashville.com and partake in. You can predict the answers for some of the questions that we put together. And the person that gets the most correct will win a large Orca cooler that is full of prizes.
Nice.
Large Orca cooler is a nice draw already, but it's going to be full of good stuff. So, again, you can do this at thegamenashville.com. Super Picks is sponsored by Boom Bob's Craft Pizza and Tap House, and the contest will close at the scheduled kickoff time. You must be 21 or over to enter this contest. So, a lot of good stuff that you could get out of that Orca cooler if you go to thegamenashville.com and partake in that contest. Coming up next, Corey Curtis of News 2 will join us. How does he think it's going to go with Shane Bowen as DC and Todd Downing as OC for the Tennessee Titans starting in 2021. We'll get his takes coming up next here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app.